Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 43 at the hour. Hey, Gene Siciliano, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you.
And 14 years. I'll get it right in a minute. 14 years you've been hanging out with us. Seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
It was yesterday, wasn't it?
Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, Jim.
Welcome back, folks. Seventeen Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. Gene Siciliano is our guest, and we're talking about some important stuff, but just want to take a minute and thank him for 14 great years. Gene, what are your thoughts?
Here's a thought that I really wanted to carry to your listeners today, Jim. Companies with formal boards perform more effectively. I mean, it's really, they perform more effectively than those that are relying solely on the CEO and the management team.
If you just tuned in the last segment, we talked about the importance of having a board of advisors, a board of directors, some kind of another group of people who are looking at you, watching what you're doing, advising you, holding you accountable, helping you, nurturing you, mentoring you, whatever it takes, that kind of thing to help you become a better CEO, right, Gene?
That's right. So here are a couple of things to think about. Assuming you have a board, you put one together, whether it's a board of advisors or board of directors, there are things for tools for interacting with them that make that interaction more effective, makes that board more effective in helping you. And, you know, they're simple things, like things that you want to discuss with them or you want to get their views on. You get information about that to them sooner than when they walk in the door of the board meeting. Get discussion materials to people early so they can respond to them and study them. Financial reports. Sometimes board members are not always financial people. Financial information is kind of esoteric sometimes. So we try to break it down and present it in a way that the most important highlights are there to help boards understand the financial workings of the company.
This is a step that you have to take as a business owner when you start handing your financials to people who don't work for the company and who don't own the company.
You have to trust them. That's the whole idea.
This is one thing that's at the cornerstone of any of these board of advisors or board of directors. The cornerstone is trust, isn't it? Trust and confidentiality.
It absolutely is. And this one area of financial information is the one trust area that I think, for the most part, trips up smaller companies in avoiding having a board.
Right.
Well, I don't have enough people outside my family or my management team that I trust with that kind of sensitive information.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unfortunately says you don't get the benefit of that thinking. And
right.
That's a shame.
Right. All right. What else?
So, big thing, evaluating board performance. If you have a board, you're going to have people who are more or less effective in serving on that board.
Mm.
And you want to take the time to sit back and say, okay, is Bill really giving me what I hoped he would when I invited
mm-hmm.
him to this board?
Mm-hmm.
And is
are they working and playing well with the others?
Well, that's for sure. And if they are, great. If they're not, you need to have a conversation with them. Gee, Jennifer, I had hoped for more when you joined the board. I'm not getting that. Let's talk about it. Let's see how we can improve it and make it better so that you can be a more effective part of my guidance system. And if that doesn't work, you ask them to step off the board and you invite someone else to join you. The board is a team of helpers that needs to be effective individually so that they can be effective collectively.
Hmm.
And that's the CEO or the business owner's job to manage that. Even when he's taking advice from them, he has to be both the listener and the evaluator to make sure that board is as effective as possible. And that goes a long way toward building that trust.
Now that's trust, see, that's an empowerment that you just gave folks that I think that they might not have known they had. A lot of people talk about getting boards, but not too many people talk about you having the power, you having the right, the responsibility to make sure that the board that you choose is serving you well, is serving the company well. And it brings up the dicey issue of how do we get someone off? How do we tell them to go home?
Not a dicey issue. It's just the same way you would do that with a key member of your management team.
Which is a dicey issue.
What I had hoped, you need to go step off and go help someone else.
Right.
And let me put someone in that place who can help me.
Mm-hmm. But that's a dicey issue. You can't minimize that, Gene. That's a dicey issue. That's a tough one.
It is. The benefit comes hand in hand with the challenge, with the responsibility, if you will. You have to be able to take that mm-hmm. and use it effectively. And by the way, that should make it easier for any CEO, any board, any business owner to take the step of considering a board. This is not something you're locked into, regardless of whether it goes badly or not.
Well, shouldn't you begin by telling them that you're on for a year or 6 months or whatever?
Oh, absolutely. No.
I mean, nobody gets long terms.
Nope. It's a 1 year or 2 year term, and everybody knows that they have the option to step off after that period of time.
I wouldn't bring anybody on for more than a year right up front. Maybe if they get 2 years, it's after they've proven themselves the first year.
Yep, I agree with that.
And of course, you're assuming they want to come back too, right? Hey, Gene, I need your website, please.
Website is cfoforrent.com. cfoforrent.com.
Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, ladies and gentlemen. That's one of his books. The other one is Financial Mastery for the Career Teacher. And that's...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.